It's gone. Without war.
اجازه بدیم مردم فلسطین انتخاب بکنن.
Let Palestinian people decide.
این اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
But you speak with much more determination. The collapse of the Soviet Union was a surprise. The thing with Israel is you are saying now you want it out.
ما برای اینکه مسائل منطقه رو دقیق و واقعی تحلیل میکنیم.
Because we are studying the region and problems in the region properly, we do not deceive ourselves. We think Israel is an invader and it's cruel and it hasn't got a united public.
ملت‌های منطقه هم همه مخالف او هستند.
All other
countries,
neighboring countries, its neighboring countries are against it.
این ادامه حیات نمیتونه بده.
It cannot continue its life.
Do you regret denying the Holocaust?
من درباره هولوکاست دو تا سوال مطرح کردم.
I had two questions about Holocaust.
من متاسفم بعضی دولت‌ها و سیاستمداران اروپایی به جای اینکه دو تا سوال علمی از طرف استاد دانشگاه رو جواب بدن، فضاسازی سیاسی کردن.
Academic questions they created.
من دو تا سوال کردم، این دو تا سوال از شما می‌پرسم.
I had two questions.
سوال اول اینه.
One question.
اگر هولوکاست یک واقعیت تاریخی
است. If Holocaust is a historic matter,
باید اجازه بدن درباره او تحقیقات انجام بشه.
They should let that there should be research about it.
راجع به همه چی تحقیق بشه.
But the documentation is enormous.
Everything should be.
بالاخره اسناد ما درباره آزادی و درباره ریاضیات و درباره فیزیک بیشتره یا درباره هولوکاست؟
Mathematics and physics.
Even watching this program, whose parents, whose sisters, whose aunts perished in the
من ببینید اصلا شما چرا وارد یک اتهام به من میشید؟
I don't know why you are trying to blame me. My question is clear.
من میگم اگر یه اتفاق تاریخی افتاده ما باید اجازه بدیم دانشمندان
has happened.
ممکنه ابعاد جدیدی پیدا بشه.
We should research.
ممکنه مسائل جدیدی پیدا بشه.
Of course there will be new things to discover about it.
این مشکوک.
Why don't they let us do it?
سوال دوم من
This is suspicious.
اگر هولوکاست
My second question is if there was Holocaust where did it happen? What was Palestinian people's role in it? They didn't have any mistake in it. Why should they be punished? Why should they be invaded? Why should they be killed? Why should they be
The issue will remain
refugees.
And I think there are many people who will not agree with you. And the majority of people in the world will not agree with you.
اشتباه میکنید شما بیاید در خود اروپا رفرندوم کنید مردم اروپا نظر من
If you make a referendum in Europe you will see that people of Europe are with me
ما با سازمانهای بین المللی بریم در اروپا
If we with the international associations we go to Europe and we get a vote or referendum
اصلا قضاوت نکردم
let me take you back then to the present problem of the nuclear are you saying you will never cease enrichment
شما به چه دلیل باید قطع کنه چرا آمریکا قطع نکنه انگلیس قطع نکنه ما قطع کنیم
Why should we stop it while America and Britain does not cut it
به چه دلیل کی میخواد با ما بجنگه
What is the point
انگلیس میخواد با ما بجنگه
You don't fear American or Israeli bombs
نه ما هیچ نه به چه دلیل
There is no reason no There are bodies in America who are interested.
To use
warfare and force. But we do not believe in war, and it's the last resource. There is one question I want to ask you. Why should not Americans' programs be stopped, but ours should? Our bombs are danger, but American bombs are not dangerous.
Mr. President, you were elected
reason.
Not because people wanted a war with America or with Israel, but because the poor believed you would reduce their suffering. Today, there is petrol rationing in one of the richest oil states in the world. There is 17% inflation. There is high unemployment. The poor are poorer. Can you afford these conflicts with the outside world when your poor, who elected you, are getting poorer?
خیلی خوشحالم که شما به نمایندگی از ملت ما هم صحبت می‌کنید.
I'm happy that you are speaking on behalf of my nation as well. Where did you hear these things, that people say these things? I have said these things before the elections as well. Our nation is strong enough. And in all cities and provinces, they say, our people, that the government is there, and there is no gap between the government and people here.
So far, there has been contact between Iran and America, just between two ambassadors, one in Iraq and one here. Now, for negotiations to work, they have to be at the top. Would it be useful for Gordon Brown or Nicolas Sarkozy or Mrs. Merkel to come from Germany to speak directly with you? And if they did, what could you give them?
We appreciate,
and we are on negotiation side. We do not have any problem with the British government, for example.
همه اینا با ما مخالف بودن، ملت ما پیروز شد، اعلام کردیم گذشته ها رو فراموش بکنیم.
We said that all the past matter after our revolution should be forgotten.
ما تحمل کنه، ما نمیپذیریم.
But if something is forced on us, we do not tolerate that.
بیشتر با اروپایی کار کنیم.
We prefer to work more with Europeans because European people have passed two wars and they have suffered all the consequences. I think we can work.
You started tonight by sending your good wishes to the people of the United Kingdom. Can you, again, a sort of hand-on-heart moment, can you say no Iranians have been involved or are involved in killing British soldiers? Can you reassure the parents of the soldiers who've died that no Iranian was involved?
من بهتون بگم، به مردم خوب انگلستان هم بگم.
I should say this to good British people.
ملوان انگلیسی رفتار ملت ایران رو دیدن. ما از ماجرای عراق،
you saw the things that happened about the British Navy involved in Iran. We are sorry for your soldiers to be killed. We think that peace should exist. Why should there be invasion so that people should be killed? We want friendship. Our message is friendship to all. We love all nations and all human beings. Anybody who is killed, we are against it. Those soldiers, poor soldiers, they don't know where they are sent. They don't know which part of the world they are now. Why should they be killed? British youth should be in their own country serving their own people. We want peace and friendship for all. We should help. This war should finish and peace.
Thank you very much indeed for agreeing
everywhere.
To talk to us. I'm very grateful. Now, back to Alex Thompson in London.
Thanks, John. President Ahmadinejad of Iran speaking live from Tehran.